You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 31. Tune in to your heart. Our Thursday show is set aside for you, our listeners. This is the day when your voice can be heard, asking your questions and leaving your comments. I'm always excited to hear from our listeners, and I would love to hear from you as well. If you have something you would like to share with our listening audience or a question you would like to have answered, please make an MP3 recording of it and send it to me at questions@awakenthehealing.com. You can use your phone to record a message as long as you have a smartphone, or record yourself using your computer. Reach out to me and let me know how the information on this show has affected your life. I would really like to know if it is helping you. Again, every Thursday is the day for you to get involved with the show. If you would like to do that, please email your MP3 file to questions@awakenthehealing.com. I really look forward to hearing from you. This is a time when I like to thank all of you, all of my listeners, for following, liking, sharing, subscribing, and tweeting about the show. I'd also like to thank Audioboom once again for hosting this incredible podcast. I appreciate you all for helping me spread this positive, uplifting word. Thank you so very much. Now, today we have a special treat. Mrs. Denise LaRosa, the host of the podcast Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, has sent me a wonderful comment and question for our show today. She had a lot of good stuff to say about the show, and she also asked a really good question. So we're going to jump right into her question and comment. And here's Denise LaRosa.
My dear and beautiful sister, Trenaise, I cannot thank you enough for the wonderful gift you have given us all, and that is your podcast, Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. I have been on quite a journey for the past several years, and I have found so much peace and comfort and clarity through your podcast, my friend. It's more than what you say, those words that you are given through spirit. It's about the spirit that you carry as well, my friend, because I just know that with every word, every message that you give us, it's with love. You truly care about the work that you're doing, and that's what resonates with me. That's what's resonating with so many others who are being touched by your podcast. It has been an enlightening experience for me because for so many years, I have associated who I am by what I do. I feel like I've always been striving in life and working towards achieving titles or roles. And so after becoming unemployed several years ago by choice, I just have really been on this journey of really identifying with myself, like trying to figure out who I am, what is my purpose. I feel like I know what my purpose is, but I feel like I'm giving so much of myself, but I'm not necessarily believing in myself enough for it to really touch other people. And I have a question for you. So my question is about choices. You know, I feel like choices can be an incredible gift, but at the same time, it can also pose a huge challenge. You really have to tap into what spirit has for you to do in this world, the message that is being sent to your soul, to your spirit, and to your heart. And what I find in my life is that I've been given so many choices, and in particular, I'm speaking to my career. I'm really at a crossroads. I will always do Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, the podcast. That is something that I know in my heart of hearts is a mission for me to do in this world. However, lately I've been exploring the idea of possibly taking on an additional career path. And this has been really challenging because I feel like, and I'm not saying this bragging by any means, but I do feel like I've been blessed with a lot of gifts and talents and experiences that could really afford me to go in almost any and every direction. But with that being said, that's also overwhelming. I feel like I've been given a lot of opportunities, a lot of possibilities, and I really need help and advice as to how to know that you're making the right choice. Because a lot of things can sound good. They can even feel good inside when you can actually visualize yourself, you know, taking on this career role and doing it well and sharing your gifts with the world. But at the same time, is it your purpose? Is it what you're meant to do? You know, should I go into real estate or should I go back to teaching? You know, questions like that. So help me out, sister. Tell us about choices and what is Spirit telling you in regards to the choices we make and how to make them. So I just want to thank you, for being open to hearing what Spirit is telling you and for sharing those messages with us. It means the world to me, and I will continue to listen and spread the word. Bless you, my sister, and keep on keeping on.
Wow. Thank you, Denise. Thank you so very much for that lovely comment and for your question. I would first like to say a few words about your comment. It's very true that I do this podcast from a very deep place in my heart. I know that this is one of the reasons for my being on this planet. I have so much love for my fellow human beings, and I always have. These messages are for everyone. And I know that they can transform your life for the better. And this is why I want to reach out to you and share them with you. Thank you, Denise, for letting me know that you fill my heart in these messages. That means so much to me. I love you so very much, my dear sister. I also want to add to something you said about not feeling like you touch other people with your life. I'm sure your listeners would have something to say about that, as well as the people around you. You really have a wonderful glow to your energy. When I met you a few months ago in Texas at the conference, you reminded me of my daughter. You're always smiling and you just have such a bubbly energy. And I love how much you want to help other moms. You're really perfect for the show you created. I know that you've touched many lives. You just aren't aware of it. Now, on to your question. You asked a very, very good question. It isn't easily answered. It really isn't, because you asked the question kind of assuming that things are already ordained or fixed for us, for everyone. Now, part of that is true. We all have a special gift that we have brought into this world, and no one else has that gift but you. It is your own, and it is yours to share with the world. That gift could be anything, but whatever it is, it's for the upliftment of all humankind. But we also have many talents. Some of them we're aware of, and others are still hidden. Our experiences in life help us to discover who we are. So you could be born to create the most unbelievable art, sculptures or something like that, but you may not even know that you have that ability or that you even like art. You will be guided to many different experiences. They could be occupations or educational training or many things. You will have many experiences until you discover your love for art and creating sculptures. Life is a journey to discovering the self, and your heart guides you through this journey. That's why it's so important for you to learn how to listen to your heart and tune in. So let's talk a little more about your question. I really like that you asked about choices because I believe that everyone can identify with this question. Now, I will try to answer it in a way that it will benefit you and everyone listening because I'm picking up on some other information that relates to you personally, and I would like to talk to you about that more in private. But here, I will share a more general answer that will help anyone that has the same question. One of the most important reasons for writing the book, Doors of Light, was to share the wisdom of Spirit with the world. One of the main goals of Spirit in revealing this book was to help us learn how to tune into our heart, because it's only when you know how to hear the messages of your heart that the confusion of what you should be doing will go away. Having choices gives us practice at listening. Remember, we can choose to be, do, or have anything that we desire. So we always have many choices, but there is always going to be one that feels better than the others. That choice will give you peace. Some things will make you feel excited, but not peaceful. When you're supposed to go in a certain direction in your life, it just feels good, and you feel like a vibrational match to it, as long as you're not afraid of it. If you're afraid of your path, it won't make you feel good when you think about it. You'll feel confusion and fear because there's an illusion present. You must rid yourself of the fear first, and then you will feel how perfect that path is for you. That was the way I felt about doing this podcast. When Spirit first told me that I had to create a podcast, it scared me almost to death. But once I overcame the fear of it, I began to feel like I had done this all of my life. It felt effortless, and it continues to feel effortless. That's how your path will feel to you, natural and effortless. And in truth, there are many things that you came here to do, not just one. You are a multi-talented human being, and you will play many roles in this life. Denise, you are now playing the role as a wife, a mother, and a podcast host, just to name a few. You have to ask yourself why you want to do A, B, or C, because your desire to take on another career path has to come from your heart, not from your mind, because that could be fear-based. So what you have to be careful of, what we all have to be careful of, is that you're not trying to move into new territory without being inspired to do it. It has to be something that you're inspired to do. When you're inspired to an action, you feel it. The idea will not allow you to sleep. You feel like you just have to do it. And when you're doing it, hours fly by without you noticing the time. An inspired action pulls you into it. So if you don't feel that way about anything, and none of your choices have that power over you, then you haven't found your path or your passion yet. But if you need to just create some income, then whatever you choose to do will be temporary. It won't be a long-term venture. I just want to encourage you to make sure that you choose to do something that you feel positive about doing. Never do anything that makes you feel bad, because you can't create the life of your dreams when you feel bad. And the lower your vibration gets from doing something you dislike, the harder it is to tune into your heart. So it really works against you. In closing, choose what makes you feel best and most peaceful inside. And that goes for any choice, for anything. And if you just can't decide, then slow down. You're rushing it. Relax your mind and trust that there are no mistakes, just learning experiences. Everything will work out for your highest good. And know that you can't make a wrong choice, especially when you learn to tune in to your heart. Thank you again, Denise LaRosa, for taking part in our show today. And for everyone else, thank you for your time and for listening. Until next week, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.